This is the Voice Overwork podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services. On the podcast today, we take a little deeper look into a book introduced in a previous podcast with a chapter-by-chapter look at mental toughness and self-discipline, the simple four-step framework of Navy SEALs and Spartan warriors to unfuck your mind and rewire your brain for success. Ready to unleash your maximum potential? Written by Bruce Merrick, narrated by Russell Newton. Introduction. The allure of the low-hanging fruits is not that they're the ripest fruits on the tree, but rather that they are the easiest to reach. This, in a nutshell, defines the way most people live their lives, always seeking the shortest route, the easiest solution, and the quickest results. We've been programmed by society, by life, and by our emotions to seek comfort and security above all else. It is therefore no surprise that most of us never really go beyond the comfort and convenience of the comfort zones we've created for ourselves. Every challenge and setback is viewed as the beginning of doom, and most people make it their business to avoid any challenge or difficulty in their lives, even if it means giving up on their dreams. If you've often found yourself wondering why you simply cannot seem to find the mental strength to pursue your goals, then you're not alone. Many people struggle with resilience and perseverance. Giving up often seems like the most convenient and easiest option. Yet, by quitting every time things get hard, we end up missing out on life-changing opportunities. For people who want the courage to go after their dreams and face their fears head-on, cultivating mental toughness is the way to do it. The ability to dedicate and commit yourself fully to purpose is one of the best ways to empower yourself to reach your goals. Think of how times you have given up or not even bothered to try because you could not muster up enough conviction to get you going. What if there was a way to discipline yourself to follow through on your dreams? This book is meant for people who want to harness the power of their mental strength and use it to achieve their goals. It's geared towards helping people who are constantly giving up or getting distracted from their goals stay focused. Mental toughness takes you through the common pitfalls that undermine your grit and resilience. It explores Chapter 1, Understanding Mental Toughness. Dave was not just having a bad day. If he was to be totally honest with himself, he was having a bad life. Sitting on the porch of the house that was about to be taken by the bank, he had no more lies to tell himself. He was a 42-year-old man who had just lost all his life savings, his life's work, and his wife. To top it all off, he was 3 weeks away from moving into his parents' basement. Yes, the man voted most likely to succeed among his small clique of college friends was now nothing more than a cliche. Dave had started at the top of the pile as an associate in a top-tier law firm in a city where up-and-coming lawyers were a dime a dozen. He'd worked hard, and his career had risen steadily, and with it, his reputation as a man headed to the top. Trudy, his ex-wife, had been attracted to the fast-rising star with glowing prospects. Their whirlwind courtship had culminated in a colorful wedding ceremony witnessed by their closest and dearest. Their marriage had been happy. They both loved the finer things in life, and they had the bucks to live the good life. Well, at least for a while. Trudy was ambitious as she was beautiful. Dave had felt lucky to have found her. She'd been the perfect yin to his yang. Trudy was an interior designer, and she was one of the best. Dave had loved her ambition, and she, in turn, had loved his success. The only thing he had failed to realize was that, apparently, it was all she loved about him. When the shit hit the fan, and his spectacular fall from grace had started, Trudy was quick to disassociate herself from him. She filed for divorce quicker than he had filed for bankruptcy. He didn't contest the separation. God knew. He wanted to hold on to his marriage, but if there was one thing that he had learned through all this was that there was no use flogging a dead horse. Chapter 2, The Spartan Way. If you know the enemy and know yourself, you need not fear the result of 100 battles. Sun Tzu, The Art of War. In a world where instant gratification is king, grit and resilience are becoming increasingly elusive traits. Human beings have made it their business to seek comfort and security at any cost. Think of all the nifty gadgets that you have in your life to make your life easier. The phone that wakes you up in the morning. The app that tells you when to eat or when to work out. The GPS that tells you which is the shortest route. And everything else that you simply cannot live without. Conveniences are good. Technology is great. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to be comfortable and secure. This need for comfort and security, however, comes at a cost. The more comfortable you get, the more comfort you seek, and on it goes. Research has actually found that on average, stress levels are significantly higher now than they were 10 or even 20 years ago, which begs the question, if we have so many creature comforts, devices, and a host of other things dedicated to making our lives easier, why are we the most miserable generation? The truth is that increasingly, we have trained ourselves to put comfort and convenience above all else. You've been conditioned to think that the easiest way is the best way out. So, little by little, your brain becomes accustomed to seeking comfort and gratification while steering a path around anything that is challenging, difficult, or uncomfortable. Water in a stream, electricity, and even Google Maps all take the path of least resistance. So does the human brain. The things we do the most become the things that we are most likely to repeat. Chapter 3, The Psychology of Willpower, Motivation, and Discipline. Getting up every day to go to the gym, setting aside time for studying every day, rehearsing daily for a show or performance, or training each day for a sports event. What do all these things have in common? They all require commitment and discipline. The truth is, you will not always feel like working out, or studying, or doing anything productive. Some days you'll just want to do the bare minimum. So, what will keep you going when willpower and motivation fail you? Mentally tough people understand something that most people do not. Motivation and willpower are certainly good to have, but they come in waves. They are emotions, and just like any other emotions, they come and go depending on the circumstances, your environment, and a host of other factors. In essence, your motivation is not always up to you. Sometimes someone may say something discouraging and make you feel worthless, or you may be facing circumstances that simply take the wind out of your sails. What this means if you're relying on willpower and motivation alone. You will have a problem being consistent. One day you're raring to go, the next, it's all you can do to get out of bed. This is what happens when your productivity is influenced by your emotions. How often have you started something only to lose steam halfway through it and give it up altogether? Think of people who start every year with grand ideas of turning their life around. They follow through on their resolutions until somewhere in mid-January, and then gradually start to fall back to old patterns of behavior. The people who have cultivated mental toughness realize that motivation is a feeling. It comes and goes. So they do not make it the main reason behind what they do. Instead, they invest in plans. Chapter 4, Grit and Resilience. Thomas Edison failed 1,000 times before he invented the light bulb. J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter was rejected 12 times before it was finally published. Henry Ford faced bankruptcy 5 times before he put Ford on the world map. When we look at these extraordinary people who have achieved greatness, we only see the result, but not the journey. You may never know what it took someone to get where they are today, because it is human nature to prioritize the result over the process. We often assume that some people are so successful because they have outstanding brilliance or talent. Yet the truth is that it is not the talent or the brilliance that makes them achieve greatness, but rather their unwillingness to quit or surrender. Imagine the kind of mindset that it takes to be rejected 12 times and still try for the 13th. That is the secret behind people who achieve greatness. Their extraordinary resilience and perseverance in situations when anyone else would simply call it quits. A lot of people are talented, and many are skilled, yet few make it to the very top. This is because true greatness comes at a price that few of us, no matter how talented, are willing to pay. Perseverance. Most people will never get to be rejected 12 times, for the simple reason that they'll never try that many times at anything. you may try twice or even thrice, but for most people, failing once is usually enough reason to give up. Perseverance is a skill very few people muster because it is not easy or quick or convenient. What makes these people that we celebrate every day outstanding is not that they are more talented or more skilled than everyone else. It is their determination to succeed and the unwillingness to surrender that sets them apart from the average Joe or Jane. Grit is about... Chapter 5. Turnaround Toughness. Let's revisit Dave's situation for a minute. Dave has lost his job, his wife, and he's on the verge of losing his house. So how does he deal with his situation? Is there a way back when, at the prime of your life, you find that everything you worked for is suddenly gone? When things fall apart and everything that could go wrong does go wrong, what do you do in such a situation? Turnaround toughness refers to the kind of mental strength that enables you to recover from failure. This type of mental toughness is about resilience and the ability to reinvent yourself. When most people find themselves facing defeat after defeat, they sink lower and lower into nothingness until they can barely remember who they were or what they were aiming for. The despair makes them give up on their dreams, and they resign themselves to just existing. Consider a man who finishes college and cannot seem to land a job of any kind. He applies to 30 jobs and is rejected every time. He even applies for a job flipping burgers at KFC, but that too does not work out. As if that is not enough, he's also rejected by Harvard 10 times. When you think of so much rejection and failure, it's almost impossible to imagine going on. Yet Jack Ma did not just go on, but he founded a multi-billion dollar company. The founder of Alibaba was rejected over 30 times before he went on to become the richest man in China. Without his resilience and turnaround toughness, Jack Ma would probably have slipped into oblivion like so many people do when they face failure after failure. Yet it is failure that seems to create more success stories than anything else. Failure builds perseverance. It fuels determination, and in some few people, it gives them even more reason to fight for their dreams. Chapter 6. Critical Moment Toughness. Freezing or choking at critical moments is something that a lot of people face when they're put on the spot. Whether it's performers getting stage fright just before an event, or someone suffering a panic attack before making a public speech, or forgetting everything the minute you sit down for an exam. In critical moments, it's natural to get overwhelmed and choke. The problem with choking at critical moments is that often you will easily forget things that you know. Your mind goes blank and you struggle to think coherently. This kind of reaction to pressure can cause you to mess up great opportunities because when the big moment comes, you're unable to perform under pressure. Critical mental toughness is the mental strength that enables you to hold up well under pressure and remain calm in difficult situations. Maybe you've been waiting for an opportunity to interview for your dream job all your life. However, when the moment finally comes and you're sitting across from an interview panel, you panic and all the things you wanted to say become a jumble of words. Or, all you've ever wanted was to be a lawyer, but when it's finally time to take the bar exam, you freeze because under the pressure to perform, you can barely recall anything you studied. These kinds of choke or freeze moments happen to many people because they do not have a critical moment toughness. When you're under pressure, your body goes into flight or fight mode. Your body's naturally designed to react to fear or threats by activating the flight or fight response. This response is initiated by the nervous system, and its main goal is to prime you to fight or run away from danger. This is why you will notice that when you're scared or threatened, your heart rate quickens, your breathing becomes faster, and you even start sweating more than usual. All these reactions are geared to... Chapter 7. Endurance Toughness. Fatigue does not just occur on a physical level. Fatigue can be emotional or mental. Physical fatigue takes a toll on our bodies, but it is the mental exhaustion and emotional fatigue that can make the achievement of your goals almost impossible. When you feel emotionally drained and mentally fatigued, it becomes really difficult to keep going, and often you'll just give up because you no longer have the mental strength to keep going. Mental fatigue occurs when you've tried repeatedly to come up with a solution to a challenging situation, but you simply cannot seem to find one. When you're mentally fatigued, you see no way out of your situation, so you end up quitting. Mental fatigue makes it difficult to see things clearly, which, of course, makes it even more difficult to find a way out of your predicament. Most times when you give up on your dreams or goals, it is because you are mentally fatigued and simply cannot muster up the mental toughness to keep going. Emotional fatigue usually occurs when a situation has drained you so much emotionally that you simply want out. This is where you've been hurt or disappointed so many times that you simply cannot take the pain anymore. People have gone through a series of bad relationships often end up suffering from emotional fatigue and giving up on love altogether. Emotional fatigue can be really debilitating because it influences your actions and your habits. Bad habits, like addictions, can become an escape route for people who are seeking solace from emotional fatigue. It is not uncommon to be physically, emotionally, and mentally drained all at the same time. This kind of fatigue leaves you feeling empty and without the will to keep moving forward. Endurance toughness is the kind of mental strength that enables you to overcome mental exhaustion and stay committed to your goal. Chapter 8. Risk Management Toughness. Every opportunity comes with an equal chance of failure or success. This means that to seize opportunities and take chances, you must be willing to take a risk. People who have risk management toughness are not afraid of failure. They're more afraid of the opportunities they will miss by not taking any risk. To cultivate risk management toughness, you need to be comfortable with uncertainty and challenging yourself. Often we make decisions based on what best aligns with our beliefs and values. For instance, if you believe that you're better at one thing over another, you tend to always go for opportunities that align with what you think you're good at. While this approach may be safe, you never really learn anything new by always doing the things you've always done. People with risk management toughness are the ones who are not afraid to disrupt themselves and do something different. They challenge their beliefs and do not hesitate to go against established norms or accepted practices if that is what it takes to reach their goals. This kind of mental toughness that gives people the mental strength and willingness to take risks and reinvent the wheel is what led to the startup revolution. Founders of mega companies like Uber, Airbnb, and similar startups took extraordinary risks to get where they are today. In the natural sense, the biggest taxi company in the world should have taxis, yet Uber does not own any taxis. The founders of Uber found a way to disrupt the system and go against what is common and expected. It is only by taking a risk that other people would have labeled crazy or impossible that such startups are able to change the definition of what is normal and what is not. This same concept of disruption and taking a risk by venturing into the unknown is what has made Airbnb such a huge success. Chapter 9. Navy SEAL Strategies for Mental Toughness and Self-Discipline. Sheer endurance, determination, and the ability to persevere through extreme hardships are just some of the qualities that set Navy SEALs apart from any of the other disciplined forces. This elite group of soldiers cultivate extraordinary levels of discipline and focus that are built on mental toughness. Only a select few individuals make it through the Navy SEAL training because it goes beyond just physical endurance to mental strength and resilience. While physical endurance may be difficult to achieve, it is the mental toughness that poses a challenge for most people. Most of our beliefs and attitudes start with how we think, so naturally, before you can build any kind of endurance or resilience, you must first believe that you can. This requires not just self-belief, but extraordinary levels of discipline that enable you to dedicate yourself fully to a particular mission or goal. You may not be planning to join the SEALs or go to battle anytime soon. However, without self-discipline and mental toughness, your goals will always be just out of reach. This is because it is not enough to just have a goal. You also need a plan of action on how you will achieve this goal. Once you have a plan of action, you need to commit to it and follow through on it regardless of how you feel or what the circumstances are. These are the invaluable lessons that you can take from the Navy SEALs and use them to help you reach your goals and stay on track. When most people fail, it's not due to lack of vision or plans. It's because they lack the self-discipline to be consistent in their actions until they get to their goals. In most cases, you'll start something with a lot of energy and motivation. You'll be very Conclusion. The capacity of the human brain to reorganize itself is amazing. It gives us the capacity to unlearn bad habits and create new ones. It allows us to reinvent ourselves and change our outcomes by changing how we think. This means that no matter what age you are and what stage of life you're in, the opportunity for change is limitless as long as you're willing to take the first step. Real change is not mammoth or all-encompassing. Rather, it is the small, deliberate actions that we take each day that pave the way for real change. New habits have the power to give us a new lease on life. Every time you want to turn a new page in the story of your life, start by making routine changes that will become milestones on the journey to accomplishing your goal. In your journey to becoming mentally strong and resilient, invest yourself in the process and the results will be inevitable. Commit to doing something out of your comfort zone each day, and you'll find that you're no longer bound by fear or lack of determination. Remember, your best weapon against indecision, procrastination, and fear is action. The minute you take the first step, you're already halfway there. You've already taken the first step to building your mental strength and toughness by reading this book. The next step is to use the strategies you have learned in this book to gradually become more resilient and committed to your dreams. Remember, you do not have to do it all at once. Start small by looking at the things that hold you back the most and build yourself from there. The lessons in this book are meant to give you a new lease on life and open your eyes up to all the opportunities that you miss when you get into the habit of quitting. Start using the strategies and tools you've learned to empower yourself to become mentally tough and resilient. Are you living up to your full potential? If you sometimes have the feeling that you're missing something in your life, then keep listening. Society teaches us to be mediocre. The useless frenzy of everyday life makes us forget our dreams and ambitions. We're convinced that we're happy with the usual daily routine. Believe me, there is something more than this boring, monotonous, shitty life. You are born for something bigger. You can achieve anything you want. Mental toughness is the secret key to your success, the engine that enables you to get up when you want to give up, the thin line between setting a goal and achieving it. Like any other muscle, you can train it. In this audiobook, Bruce Merrick has condensed everything you need to develop an unbeatable mind and reach the same level of mental toughness and resilience of the Navy SEALs, Special Forces, the ancient Spartan warriors. These extraordinary fighters guard the secret to controlling the natural physical and psychological responses to fear and stress during some of the most dangerous situations imaginable. And you're going to access the same strategies for bringing the highest levels of resilience, decisiveness, self-awareness, and self-discipline into your life. The author covers the 4-point framework to unfuck yourself and rewire your brain for success, how to plan short-term goals to achieve long-term aspirations, practical strategies to control stress and anxiety in 5 simple steps, the no-surrender mindset, and how to develop it. It's easier than you think if you know how to do it. How to instantly destroy any fear and beat procrastination. Tips for making better decisions while under pressure. Win in your mind before winning in the real world. This has been Mental Toughness and Self-Discipline, the simple 4-step framework of Navy SEALs and Spartan warriors to unfuck your mind and rewire your brain for success. Ready to unleash your maximum potential? Written by Bruce Merrick, narrated by Russell Newton. Copyright 2020 by Bruce Merrick. Production copyright by Bruce Merrick. More information regarding today's book and the author can be found at audible.com or amazon.com. Show notes and further information can be found at RussellEricNewton.com. With a collection of trivia, research, news stories, and knowledge from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work Podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.